Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys, now we can officially get started. And like I said, we're going to talk about what you've accomplished. What have you accomplished lately? Now, I know you guys are gamers. Probably got to the 100th level. I'm not talking about that kind of goddamn accomplishment.
Well, Rosebud, I made it to the 88th level of
whatever. Nah, man, that's video shit. I'm talking about real life. I mean, what have you set out to do? Something that you plan to do. Something that would enhance your living. If not your life. And did it. You went out and did it. Now, some of you motherfuckers think success is going to goddamn call you on the phone or come knock on your door and tell you they're ready. Oh, I'm proud of you. See, without you, without the people who like you, motherfuckers like me wouldn't know what silly is. Because we don't do silly shit. We never think of anything silly. But if you pay attention to what you motherfuckers do, we'll see silly all the time. See, a lot of us knows that nothing comes to a sleeper but a fucking dream. But what comes to a genuine dreamer is success and very little sleep. Thusly, I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning thinking about all the shit I got to do today, whatever day it is. I'm into achieving accomplishments. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about achieving accomplishments. Accomplishments. Now, to my memory, I can't remember a president in the history of the fucking presidency who made so many millionaires. I'm not talking about we had such a great economy or the jobs were so plentiful. I'm talking about the people who quit their office or were fired and went and wrote something about this motherfucking Trump. What makes them millionaires is they all wrote about how fucked up that president was. Now, I write, and I brag about writing, and I know it isn't how well those motherfuckers told that story or their story. That's not what sold the books. It's that they all have virtually the same fucking inside information about that president's inability to fucking run the country. Now, you know, we have a lot of presidential historians. I think his name is John Meacham. He's the one I pay attention to, but what I'm saying is, I don't think he's the one that I'm talking about as far as who wrote this, but it was a historian who has an impeccable name, an impeccable record. This motherfucker sat with Trump 100 hours or so and have tapes and documents that he write supporting information in his book. At the time, it wasn't out, but I think it is out now. But he didn't do it for the money. Well, I'm sure he did it for the money because he knew it was automatically going to make some money. But according to him, he didn't write it so he can become a best-selling author. He already was. See, it's impossible for people who truly, you know, love that fucking Trump motherfucker not to see what's going on. Now, I have a point. I'm going to make my point. I don't care if I take one or not. You shouldn't either, but if you do, that's on you. Because I'm a diehard motherfucker, just like, you know, Trump a diehard. But he a diehard for some pure bullshit. But let me tell you something. I'll be damned if I'm going to, you know how to use a parachute. And the plane that I'm in is, I'm in there with you. And you telling me this is your plane that, don't worry, you do this shit all the time, blah, 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 you know. And the plane is steady smoking and steady going down. And I'm saying, I think the motherfucker's going to crash. And I got the parachute on and I know how to use it. You think I'm going to ride it out with this motherfucker? Let me tell you something. I'm bailing. I'll hang. I'm telling you, I'll hang with my partners. When shit get harrowing, all the niggas that I fuck with will let you know I ain't never disappeared when it was time to be there. I will even hang with a motherfucker when shit look crazy. I'll hang in just about any spot with my dog. That nigga tell you, nigga, you ain't going nowhere without me in some kind of problem situation. But I ain't willingly going to hurt my ass for no one except my daughter. And I'm going to be plexing about doing that shit. So what I'm saying is, why would a motherfucker, because of some decision they made, hitch their wagon to something that's crashing? Okay, you didn't know it was crashing, so you hitched your wagon to it. But just like all these motherfuckers that wrote these books, just like how they all turned into millionaires because of the book they wrote, because they had inside information. Heaven, you got the same action, not inside information to write about, but you could change history by telling your version. You could change your history. Your bloodline not going to change, but the history of your bloodline may very well change. That's what I want for my family. That's what I want for my daughter. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but that's what I want. I didn't got to the point where I haven't accomplished that because I'm not dead and she hasn't, you know, fulfilled my dream. But what I'm saying is this, fellas. Why do motherfuckers today think they need to talk in code? Now, I know the Masons, I refer to them a lot. I know those motherfuckers talk in code. They talk in code because they want their shit to be secret. And the code part about the code they talk in is the same code that they talked in 100 years ago. Why? Because they want it to be sacred. They're not changing with no fucking times. They're going to keep this code language. They're going to speak it in front of people, and people ain't even know they're speaking it because it's code. Now, when you talking in code and you saying 306 or 604 or whatever the fuck you be saying. I don't know what you be saying, but whatever, you're talking in that kind of shit. People may not know what you're talking about because you're using those words. But they know you're talking about something slick or illegal. And they pay attention. Whereas them Masons, they be just talking, man. And they just say something about a train. It needed some assistance, and the conductor or whatever, the engineer, said this over the air, and he got to this point, and it was like 17 motherfuckers there to help him. That thing was all amazing. The motherfucking railroad people ain't gonna even be there to help him because he didn't speak railroad lingo. I'm telling you. It's very important to accomplish what you set out to do. Now, I know that every person shouldn't be up on what I'm talking about, or you. They shouldn't be up on what you're saying to a partner of yours in the streets, but that's because they ain't from the streets. So what I'm saying is when you're talking to a partner from the streets, you say, oh, yeah, man, you know, motherfucker, got to go check that trap, right? You know what I'm saying? Say some shit. Yeah, you talking in cold. But the motherfucker that heard it, they don't even pay attention to it. Unless they're paying attention to you, which, you know, happens a lot. But what I'm saying is real motherfuckers don't feel that they are breaking the law. Because 9 out of 10 times, what they're doing ultimately is breaking the law. But the way they're doing it isn't. At least that's what we make ourselves think. Because there's no force. There's no force in getting a hold to pay my motherfucking ass. But square-ass motherfuckers that, you know, think this game is supposed to be some kind of secret are full of shit because those square motherfuckers don't even try to keep it secret. They just say they know that it's secret. This is what I'm talking about, these gurus you listen to. They contradict themselves in what they're saying. And you so wrapped up in how slick the shit sounds, you're not paying attention and you let it go. Motherfuckers be saying some real fucking bullshit to you. Then that only makes you a fool. That makes you a fool that's going to accept anything a motherfucker say. Whereas a real motherfucker like me, I don't rely on cold words. I don't rely on some kind of word that means hope or some kind of phrase that means pimp. We rely on what that word or those words really means. Oh, yeah, man, you know, niggas gonna be charging them if they fucking with you. A real nigga knows you are, man. The average nigga don't. He just hear how slick it sounds, and he's gonna repeat it. Because he's gonna try to figure out what the words mean to him. Yeah, but he didn't know that I said the bitch is fucking with me. A nigga definitely gonna charge him. Gonna get paid first. You know that's what I had said to my partner. See, what I'm saying is we don't try to interpret what shit means. Real niggas, real motherfuckers with game, don't try to interpret or explain what the fuck something means. Because I'm just saying, fellas, when you kick in game, it means what it fucking says. And you soft motherfuckers who want to kill this ism off can kill yourself. Or understand this shit is real. And you better care if you fucking it up. You can't tell me, not a nigga that do care, that you fucking it up and expect to be cool with me afterwards. You don't care that you fucking it up. Man, shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't need that motherfucker, man. I'm just letting you know. Now, here's a blast from the past. People ask me all the time about my writing skills. 414, what's up with you, bro?
Man, checking in, OG. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but hold on 1 second.
Yes, sir.
My dishwasher had timed, and it makes some noise, and I didn't want it to make noise so you can hear it. Okay, go ahead, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm just checking in and letting you know they've been stealing game from you. They've been sitting up trying to hate on you, and you still standing tall. And like I said, bro, OG, don't stop. Continue giving them 1,000 cuts from the game. And
that's how they gonna die, from 1,000 cuts.
And you know, so, and, you know, I'm
something going on with your phone. I lost everything you was gonna say. So either you gotta get in a better. No, you fucking up now. I hear your whatever sound like you're talking in a barrel, man. So, hey man, get back at me, man. Hit me back. I'll holler at you. Okay. See, I don't know where I got my fucking writing skills from. Other than I write exactly how I talk and how I think. As an alpha motherfucker, you got to make it clear what this woman is going to be getting involved in. If she, you know, accepts anything I say. I don't exactly tell her you're going to be down and dirty for 18, 20 hours a day, girl, sometimes. I don't tell her that. But I know she's going to be doing that. And if she don't hear me bring it to her one way or another, when it comes to her, she's going to be saying, well, shit, I didn't bargain for all this. But if you slick like me, you tell that bitch, you know, something like this, baby. This shit ain't easy, but as fine as your motherfucking ass is, you know, you fucking with a motherfucker like me, you gonna wanna be out there. You gonna wanna be out there so long that I'm gonna have to goddamn come out there and get you and make you come in. Who in the fuck get tired of making money, baby? Man, all she heard was the last thing I said. Because this is the way I'm bringing it. I know what conversation do. Do you? I use my conversation. I have intentions when I talk. I do not talk with no intentions. Just me talking. Who want to shoot the shit with a bitch? Not me. So what I'm saying is, all she heard was, who gets tired of making money? And that bitch is going to say, nobody. And then I'm up with my fly ass, I'm gonna cap the shit off with it. You definitely gonna be out there until you get it right, won't you, baby? She's gonna say, hell yeah. And when she says yes, she just committed herself to working at least 18 hours to get my motherfucking money. And she never saw that Mack truck coming to run her motherfucking ass over with the truth. If used correctly, words not only tell a person what you want, but those same words, if used correctly, can keep them from seeing too far past what you're talking about. 414, I see you back, man. You must got something else. Come on.
Yeah, man. That's my chest, man. What about these perpetrators, bro? They've been sitting up perpetrating on the game. They've been sitting up drop snitching, and they steal our funds. And like I told you this a couple of sessions ago when I called in, they don't respect the outlaws because they never walk that line. And they sit up and continue trying to lie about the game. And I just want you to continue to kick them in their nuts, bro, because I'm quite frankly, I'm not fed up with it, but you are elder. And the fact of the matter that they trying to disrespect you and try to make it seem like you see now, but you still lace, no chase, and they can't even stand it. And this coming from a nigga that you gave love and crumbs.
I appreciate it, man, because let me tell you something. I do this shit for a reason. And the reason is I believe it's necessary for motherfuckers to hear the unadulterated truth. And I don't care if I hurt your feelings. I don't care if I embarrass
right.
you.
Right. Fuck their feelings.
You motherfucking right. It's all, see, because what I am, people don't realize this about me, the reason I'm so hard. The reason I am so hard is because I represent life. Life ain't giving a fuck
That's
what
right.
you think. It ain't giving a fuck where you coming from. You gonna handle life, or life is gonna handle you. And that's where I'm coming from. And if you can fuck with me on the conversation tip, standing up for where you coming from, you can certainly fuck with life. That's me, man. That's where I'm coming from, bro.
I'm toasting up on some yak and some live right now. Keep up the
hey,
from a winter wonderland. Yeah. Still checking. I'm listening to you, OG. It ain't over. You got so many brothers out there, son, that love you. Keep on. Go ahead.
All I can say is thanks, man, and I'm definitely going to keep on. See, this is the kind of shit that, okay, I'm muted. Yeah, so what I'm saying is, the thing about me, when I met a bitch, I never use big words. I don't want some big word, baby. This is a fantabulous way to think about things. Man, I don't want to describe something that I want this bitch to see with some kind of word that she got to figure out. Oh, no. See, big words do nothing for the story, but they can hinder the clarity of what you're saying, whatever it is that you're trying to get across to your reader or your listener. Big words can hinder that. 916, what's up?
What's going on, bud?
Juan, what's happening? I recognize your voice right off the top. What's going on?
You've seen the topic of your show, and I was just having a conversation with a fellow classmate, and it just made me realize something with your topic of what accomplishment. And I realized that even though you may accomplish something, good, big or small, that you shouldn't just be satisfied and happy with that. You should keep going, because if you just stop there, you stop your growth and you won't see your potential. And I see that to where when you graduated of your school, of your BA and your master's, you could have just stopped there. But you didn't. You kept going. You took risks such as SW and other future endeavors you got going on. And I just made me realize that. Just wanted to share that with you.
And what you realize is what life is about, man. You know, you can't learn something such as what you went through all the time it took you, and then you don't apply it to everything you think. And one of the good thing about this is the whole time you was in, I'm going to use a mother's analogy, but the whole time you was in SWU, SWU was pregnant with what you are going to be. And then, like, when you graduated, you came out. So what I'm saying is, think about it. When the baby is born, they don't really know shit. They have to learn everything from that point on. So what I'm saying, Juan, is keep, you know, dissecting shit, but don't overanalyze it to where you really don't make moves. Just if you need the clarity, holler at me about it. But I'm telling you something that's important, and I see it coming.
Yeah, makes sense.
All right, man. Thanks, bro. You got anything else?
Nope, that's all. Have a good one, man.
All right, you too. Hey, you guys. So, why would you want to use words that can hinder the clarity of what you're trying to get across? You wouldn't. But you would use those words if you're trying to impress whoever you're talking to. And you would rather refer or rely on whatever impression you left on this person to get it across where you're coming from. Well, I guess if you're writing a rocket scientist, you could be that way. But I know I'm not writing a rocket scientist, so I know I need to communicate in plain, simple English. And communicating this way not only be friends, my readers and listeners, instead of putting them off, and make them accept that I'm a fly motherfucking guy. So my conversation and my writing express my flyness. And what I guess you like or respect is that I'm this way regardless. It does not matter what time it is. It does not matter what day it is. It does not matter what happened. I'm this way. Excuse me. I call it speaking manlish. Not English. I speak manlish. God damn it. I'm a writer, and I got a talent to make you see and feel what I'm writing about. And with the grace of God, the world gonna know about my shit before I'm gone. Because I'm a writer. Is it my fault that when you read my shit, you see yourself and you feel yourself actually manning up? Hell yeah, it is. That's what I want you to feel like. I want you to be able to know how the fuck I felt all those years in the streets. And once you get a taste of it, just a small taste of what the fuck I'm talking about, you're craving more of it. That's why when, if you think about it, most of you motherfuckers started out buying a tool. When you bought the tool, it was so dope, you ended up wanting to buy a pack. Getting the pack, now you want to know what I'm talking about. So you bought part one of the course. Part one of the course talks so much shit, you really curious about what the fuck am I going to be really saying? Because I didn't say that much in part one. I just explained the lie. Well, I'm saying that shit works. And it works in its own way. I'm not rushing it. I'm very impatient. But what I'm saying is I know I'm spitting pure dynamite. You see, behind this gigantic smile of mine is a man that has defeated odds. I have defeated odds a lifetime gambler would never chance. Just as I did, you can be a motherfucker who becomes something you only dreamed of as a young boy. A youngster with the wildest fucking dreams imaginable. I was like that. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. And you see, I might not am this or that, what I was talking about back then, but I am here. I'm something. Here I am living one of those dreams and living it wildly. Unabashed. If you would chance it, you could be a motherfucker who sees the laws of the land as mere hurdles. Because what I'm saying is, they just hurdles for a badass hurdler to style over. That's what I do. Come over that baby real close and just break my leg and pop it at the end. Shit, come on. A man of this potential, the potential I speak of, don't see the caliber of person he's going to become. He don't fucking know what he's going to become. He don't see it because he's blinded by the brilliance of his idea to be this motherfucker he want to be. Now, if you like me, when you first get the idea as a young kid, it's going to bring a smile to your face. And what I'm saying is, when you're young and that smile comes to your face, it's because you like what you're thinking. And then that smile or that idea goes away as you grow up. But at one point, if you stay there on that smile, something is going to bring it back. And when it returns, it's not going to ever leave you again. And now that you've grown then you better not motherfucking dream of it. I'm saying, you just better not dream of it, then live it. Because if you dream of it and live it, you're going to become it. And it just won't go away. The life you dreamed of is a life that many with the same dream is still dreaming about. Because they're asleep. But you see what you're doing. You're understanding that nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. But then where are you going to go from here? You done did what you could. Come on, man. You done did whatever you could on your own. When are you going to accept that Sidewalk University and Professor John Dixon is the only things that can help you to get past where you at? I mean, where you at is cool. Because you're grown, and if you want to stay there, all you got to do is keep doing what you're doing. But for those of you that want to go further, those of you that want to understand the command necessary, the command of language, the command of conversation, the command of communicating. What I'm saying is when you sleep, just as I do, you know, dream of outman shit, I would imagine. Who's catching another brawl? Lena? You see, Alpha motherfucker, this life is never one of settling, you know, for whatever he's conquered. Hold on one second, you guys. What is it, Lena? What? You getting a piece of weed? Yeah. You guys, if you don't want to have a motherfucker to just take your shit, don't have no goddamn kids. These motherfuckers come in and just take your shit. But it's okay, because I just buy some up. This is one of the things about me. She know. Even if I cuss her out about it, it don't matter. It's just material shit. I'm getting some more. She know that is exactly the way I think, so she don't give a fuck about coming in and, yeah, I'm just getting some weed. Don't do your goddamn show. But that's the way I raised her. Don't be, nothing is more important than what you want. Than if I got it, you can have it. Period. I may talk shit. I may not. But you got to deal with it if you need it from me. Whatever the fuck it is, whatever side of the coin I'm on at the moment you come asking me for shit. Because I'm sure you didn't hear me. You little motherfucker don't come in here fucking with me. I'm sure you didn't hear me talk like that to her. But that's my girl. She knows it. She knows I'm crazy as fuck. I'm going to say some shit. But bottom line, call me if you need. And that's what she did. See, it's about, for me, it's not about the last kind of quest. It's about the next quest. And this quest that you're choosing to go on is always something to improve you. It will bring out your best. Because you are a person that knows without a shadow of a doubt. The best is yet to come. You know that. When you really get laced, you fucking realize that this shit is designed to last. And if you do it right, you will have an affinity for it, as do race car drivers have for their cars. Or basketball players have for their fucking basketball. If you down and dirty about what I'm talking about, it's going to be crucial to your progress to deliver every piece of creation you have with conviction. Every move you make now to be precise. Because you're getting gamed. You're getting gamed up. We cut people up using words with the precision of a fucking surgeon. Because we gamed up. That's why I can't wait for one of these motherfuckers that's running around here talking about game. And the only reason I don't mention no names is because I'm a respectful motherfucker. There ain't no way in the world, whoever the fuck I'm talking to, if there's 10 of you motherfuckers, it ain't no way in the world you don't know who I'm talking about. So don't be fucking with me unless you want to get real shit going. So what I'm saying, with the precision of a surgeon, I do my thing and shit. A motherfucker like me in the streets, we get what we want through using our wits. That's game. You motherfuckers don't know what game is. All you know is what some motherfucker who looked it up or called me said. What I'm saying to you, there's a gorilla in me. But the best of us, the best of people like me, control the gorilla that's within. All right, dude, I'm finna get you, but if you this same motherfucker that was on here yesterday, you're gonna get this. What's up, man? 447. I don't know, look like a out-of-country phone number.
Yeah, what's going on, man? I'm still waiting for pizza. I just woke up.
Do what?
What's going on?
What did you
waiting
say?
Waiting for the pizza, man. I just woke up.
Okay, what kind of pizza you
Hello?
Want? What kind of pizza you want? I want to bring to your house.
Let me get a large pizza, pepperoni.
You want some dick on it and some nuts, and you also want a Kotex too?
What?
Let me know, man. Are you on your period or what, man? Come on. Why are you calling in acting like this if you're not on your period? You must be on your period. You must be on your period. I'm trying to... You don't get
to
know American, so you cannot possibly understand what I'm saying. So you're going to make it be what you think it is. But... since I know you're a knucklehead, foreign, racist, punk motherfucker, I'm going to ask you out. Now, see, there is a gorilla in me. And I control it until it's time to let that motherfucker out. And once we are in control, people like me, once we're in control of what we do, we look to control how it's done. And when we can see we can control how it's done, we want to do it better. So that's alpha. That's alpha. This life is the only game in town. And if you live it like me, you're living a life where you're chasing a ghost, just like every other motherfucker that's chasing whatever they're dreaming. But the difference is the ghost you're chasing can be caught. The ghost you're chasing can be caught, and when you do catch it, you look in the mirror and see a real alpha motherfucker staring back at you. And you got a giant fucking smile. Because that's how we feel about this. Now, if you motherfuckers ain't gonna ask no questions, then I might, or may as well, fucking going about my business. Because the only person coming on here is this foreign motherfucker asking me about pizza. And I really don't want to be, you know, interrupted with that shit. Because I'd be liking to do shit right. You know, speaking of doing shit right, you know, when you playing baseball and you bat and you swing and you hit the ball, you hear the sound of the ball beating back. But the feeling you get in your hands from the impact is different. It's like totally different. It feels like there was no impact. But it was, because the ball is sailing out. You know, that's called hitting it with the sweet spot, or hitting it on the sweet spot, or the bat, ball meeting the sweet spot of the bat. See, because I believe it's the same feeling, you know, when you run a pattern on the football field. And just as you turn and look for the ball, it hits you right where you're looking for it at. And then you speed in for a touchdown. That's like perfection. That's doing the shit right. That feeling I'm talking about is something that I feel a lot. I ought to know I was a motherfucker du jour type of nigga. When I sat down to talk to women and said two sentences, their response would either send chills down my spine or it made me motherfucker the hair on the back of my neck stand up. Now if the hair on my neck stood up, shit, that bitch was off my list. I got up and quickly and permanently checked her off my list. Hey you guys, the only person calling in is this bitch too. Hey baby. I know you really like me a lot. You want me to fuck you in your booty. But why do you keep calling in? You ain't going to give me the information so I can come over and fuck you, bitch. Why do you keep calling in? Why do you keep calling in and you
so
know
what's the
I can't fuck
let me speak
you
to the
manager,
man. Let me speak to the manager. What's wrong with you, man?
Hey, I can't.
Let me speak
I
to
can't
manager,
fuck
man.
You long
what's the negation?
Oh, hey, open your mouth wide. Let me stick my dick in it right now, you bitch-ass motherfucker.
What's with the...
So I'm sorry, you guys. I got to do that. He keep calling. You know he know I ain't no pizza joint. So he's getting some kind of thrill out of it. And you know me, goddammit. I'm going to get thrills too. Fuck it. I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk crazy. But what I'm saying is if chills ran down my spine. Now, if the hair raised on my neck, I like got to get rid of that bitch. But if chills ran down my spine, it signaled that, shit, you know, it responded like I kind of wanted. And it was time for me to pierce her fucking mind with game arrows I shoot. I mean, those are things that you shoot at bitches to get her going in the direction that you want them to go in. God damn. I just tell you all this stuff. You don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But let me tell you something. These motherfuckers at Simon University, they know what a game arrow is. But anyway, once I, you know, shot that game arrow at the bitch, or those game arrows at her, you know, when she was good and primed, I dropped that motherfucking shit on her wherever I wanted her to go. And this motherfucker, if she stayed listening, she just would come with me. Period. On the way to my spot, that feeling that I was telling you about would come over me. Because this bitch was getting ready to add to my flock. You see, if you know what to do, and you know how to do it, when you actually see the results of your work developing in your favor. I don't know about you, but that shit made my dick hard. Of course, I ain't fucking a bitch, because she ain't paid up. But one of my other bitches was the lucky that night. Doing things great, I don't know, has always excited my ass. And, you know, when you are the square in your manhood correctly, that feeding makes you feel something that all you motherfuckers, every single one of you, need to experience at least once in your goddamn life. The ones who deserve it, I call it mannish, not manlish. This is mannish. You should get to feel mannish at least once. And like crack smokers, you're going to be chasing that feeling for the rest of the time you live. I chased and caught it over 14,000 times in my life. There was an interview I had, and I think I did a video about it earlier this year. It was about an hour interview, and the shit that he was talking about. Well, here he is again. Can someone else call besides this motherfucking sucker? What do you want to say? You need another pizza, large, with pepperoni?
Yeah, Big Mac. I'll look for the pizza.
Okay, all right, I got you. A large pepperoni pizza. What's your address?
You got my address.
Okay, can you give me your address so I can deliver the pizza, or are you just going to be playing games?
No, I need two pizzas.
So what I'm saying is I'm gonna give you about 2 minutes of this so you can understand what I'm talking about as far as mannish, manlish. Manlish is a language. Manish is the way you feel. So, I wasn't trying to really stop the interview, but, you know, when you're a leader, it's just fucking easy to get a motherfucker who wants to find something to place negativity on. It's easy to get them to change directions. All you need to do is own up to what he thinks he got to pry out of you. And I was clever with this young motherfucker, and I used rhyme because this cat was, you know, young. I believe he was under 30. So hip-hop is in his blood. Now, after that, the rest of the interview was smooth, and, you know, with him respecting my black ass. And this is how the shit went down. He said, well, why were you a pimp? And I said, because it's the cleanest hustle out there. Cleanest? Yeah, cleanest. Why do you say that? Because it's the truth. Rosebud, could you explain? Man, you ever play dice in the street? Yeah, I have. See, I don't get on my knees unless I'm praying. I don't use my hands unless that bitch is paying. I don't go in the pool halls because I have hoes who stand tall. I dip in my whip, got plenty of chips, and have 3-4 hoes on the motherfucking strip. The heaviest thing I lift is what my hoes earn, and I don't do anything harder than make a U-turn. Because, bro, I'm a pimp in every way. If I wasn't, those hoes wouldn't pay. I don't know what to ask after that. Exhilarating, ain't it? When the interview was over, he said, Rosebud, you really opened my eyes. I've hated pimps all my life because my sister got turned out when I was like 2 years old. But you made me see that hoes are gonna hoe, and the only thing a pimp does is get her to pay him. I always thought it was the violence to help the girls that kept the girls doing it. I told him, now you know better. That brother was genuinely impressed with the way I laced his ass about the game I love. Now, have you noticed all the YouTube videos lately? They were once silly little videos about fucking, about lying to bitches. You know, little stupid videos people wanted to make. Some of them was funny, some of them weren't. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. Lately, I've noticed that the videos are all philosophical. Some are to be taken serious, some not. But what's strange is some of the videos are coming from fuck boots. And their videos make no sense when you really take what they're saying, add it to what is going on in life. That's the one thing about philosophy. We all have opinions, and I guess yours is as good as mine. I can only take a few minutes of dealing with that kind of shit, and I gotta go. So what I'm saying is I guess fools aren't only fools when they're acting foolish. They're fools all the time. But when you step off into the arena of game, you better be down. But if you are, you're done, you're going to receive your crown. But to a motherfucker that don't think it's important, he don't give a fuck about the crown. Well, if you don't give a fuck about the crown, why the fuck are you talking about it? That's bitch shit. I know you ain't no bitch nigga. But I mean, do bitch shit, if you walk like a duck, sound like a duck, you're a fucking duck. Why it ain't the same with bitch shit? What I'm saying is this, man. It's an ongoing battle. But the accolades are many. And when it's all said and done, how the fuck do you think you'll feel? You won't even care. That's what's fucked up. You don't care because you're making money. Fucking asshole punk. Yeah, punk motherfucker. I have people I know who didn't make the right turns in the game. And they remember the game with malice. Just as I know people who made all the right turns. And they treasure the memories they have of the game. Same game. Pimps and hoes alike, I know like this. Is it fair to say memories for most of you guys are, you know, a long way off? I'm not saying you don't have memories, but the kind of memories I'm talking about. You got to be old to get these memories. Just don't forget along the way. Memories you have don't have to be pleasant. You all will one day have memories, and that's going to help you live the rest of your life and age with dignity, grace, you know, unless you weren't down. Now, in that case, you'll be like many, many motherfucking pimps, many motherfucking hoes, many motherfucking con motherfuckers, many motherfuckers I know who are not down and are mad at the world. The game ain't no joke. It's just not. I was faced with a dilemma in the past few weeks and had to make a choice. My publicist and a business partner both agreed I should go in a different direction. They said that I shouldn't be on Facebook and, you know, my streams need to be taken in a different direction also. Now, I've gotten used to the way I'm doing shit. But shit, I'm paying for these motherfuckers' advice. And it would be silly of me not to go with what they suggest me. Especially since these dudes are on opposite ends of the spectrum. One of them understands this pimp shit and the other one is totally square. But they have the same thoughts on how I need to maximize what I'm doing. So I decided that I'm going to, you know, get in where I fit in and roll with what they said until I get enough. Because times are serious. Where is your accomplishment? No one has called. No one has said what they've accomplished. No one has said what they intend to accomplish. So that means I'm just talking to a bunch of fucking fakes. Fake frauds and phonies. You want to sit up and act like you're really about it. But when it comes to being about it, you're going to be quiet. Times are serious, and my time on earth is steadily passing. I don't want to spend my winter years wishing I had done something differently. My mind is made up, and in my best interest, I agree with my partners. Wow, the only person with enough nuts is this bitch that wants a pizza. Bitch-ass motherfucker, if you ain't gonna tell me your address, you ain't gonna tell me how to deliver the fucking pizza. What sense does it make for your bitch-ass to keep calling in and ordering pizza? It only shows that you are a fake fraud and a phony. So, bro, why don't you back up? So to be fair, I'm going to let you respond. Go ahead, man. What you want to say? Sure.
Let me speak to the manager, man. I've been waiting for the pizza since yesterday, man. You're cool. You're telling me some faggot shit, man. I ain't into that.
Okay,
shit.
But let me ask, wait. Let me ask you something, bro. If you ordered a pizza yesterday and it ain't there yet, do you still think you want a pizza from that company?
Isn't it Domino's, though? I'm trying to call Domino's.
So, so your answer is yes. You ordered the pizza over 36 hours ago. It has not arrived, but you're going to keep calling this same company that didn't bring you your pizza, and you're going to reorder it. Do you think it's going to come?
Yeah, because I love pizza, man.
Okay, great, man. Let's see. Oh, just wait for it. It'll be there. Thank you. Thanks for your order. Well, these people are stupid. What I'm saying is, how many chances do you think you get to be successful? Many people will answer that question, but the smart motherfuckers know there is no number. Some people make 4 or 5 attempts at something, and if it doesn't work by then, they say, maybe it wasn't meant to be. And I say, you stupid motherfucker, it ain't meant to be. You're the only driving force that's going to make your dreams come true. Personally, I don't need any motherfucker to do my thing. Writing or pursuing a goal, because I'll sit my ass down and get busy. Every one of us has the same ability. And if we used it to the ultimate power, we'd succeed. We'd all succeed. And you want to know what that ability is? Gumption. If you put your dreams in the correct perspective and take the correct steps to get to that dream, if you have the gumption to do all the things that's involved with getting to that dream, then your ass will achieve success. And you need to understand this. All failures are lessons from Professor Life. Life does not tell you what it's going to teach you or when is the test is going to be. But best believe, life is going to be ruthless when it comes to grading your ass, especially if you give up easily. I'm telling you, there were times back when I was on Facebook responding to some fool who then responded to me, said something that sparks me and it forces me to address what they say. I had posted a picture of my parents, and one of my Facebook friends made a comment that my father and several other fathers had over 12 children in that group. Well, all these children were living in one home with their two parents and siblings. These dads went to work, came home, worked around the house, and woke up the next morning to do it all again. There was no running away from responsibilities that came with raising 7 or 8 hard-headed sons and that many daughters. Not only did they raise all of those kids, they raised us to have respect for our elders and to have honor about what we did in life. 502, I see you there. What's up, bro?
What's happening? What's happening, man? I'll just call it, man. I see you ain't got your number up, baby. People ain't see your number, bud.
Is that what's going on?
I got
on,
it locked in my phone. You hear me?
Hey,
so that's
how
I was
what,
able
man?
To call
you.
Don't call
up, man. That's my bad. I didn't even put my banners up, man. They up now, man. I'm sorry. That's completely on me,
yeah.
You guys. So, you know, thanks, bro. If you would have told me, I wouldn't have never even recognized. Because I'm not on StreamYard.
Yeah,
I ain't paying attention to it. I'm on Blog Talk. But thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir. For sure. Peace.
All right. So, what I'm saying is, I got lifelong friends. And this friend is a woman. First girlfriend, really. And I never kissed her, never hit that thing. She's fine as fuck. She looked like she probably would have changed my life's direction. I'm glad I didn't hit it. Because that fine ass motherfucking Misty Lane Playboy Hicks. You know, she ran into somebody that was able to handle her shit talking ass. But, my friend, she said, the one thing I do know is that your dad, Mr. Dixon, Mr. Cortez Davis, and my dad, Mr. Charles Claiborne, had lots of kids. They did not run for family. These men took care of their kids. I mean, having 11 and 12 children. I can only add, you've got Mr. Crawford, Mr. Thurman, Mr. Brunfield. All of them had 12 or more children. And never let one of them motherfuckers down. Where are the men today who make it a point to live like the men of yesterday lived? God, this dude, this gay-ass, wherever he's from, he just keeps coming on. Okay, you got the floor, man. Go ahead, 30 seconds.
Brother, I'm sorry, man. I just realized I've been calling the wrong number. I don't know how I'll be connecting to you, but I apologize, man. I've been calling the wrong number. Cancel the order. Obviously, you're not Domino's. But let me get chicken chow mein and some prawn crackers. I'm trying to get some Chinese now.
Hey, man, you one of them fucking dudes from another country that's a comedian, huh? You a comedian, ain't you?
Nah, I'm fucking
you
with
just,
the wrong spot, man.
You just said you had the wrong number. So it ain't Domino's, but it's like Hop Sing's Chop Suey.
Yeah, let me get chicken chow mein, corn crackers, and
right. So okay,
get,
all right, bro, your 30 seconds, man. Okay, see, the men from yesterday are gone because of systematically promoted disconnection between the sexes. There was honor in being a man because in being a man back in the day, you were guaranteed a woman that was doing what women do. But today, women act as if you're supposed to accept what they say. And if you don't, you're not going to be recognized as a man. The one reason my woman and me will get along is that she's going to understand she's a woman who need a man, and she ain't gonna be afraid to say it or show it. Because I ain't afraid to say it or show it. We ain't gonna be tripping about this word or that word, because I believe men and women are supposed to need one another. I do not believe men and women are supposed to be separate of one another and only utilize each other. The best and most lasting relationship consists of two people who know what me and Elaine's parents knew. They knew everything that I've been talking about in this video. Now, since I didn't have my motherfucking number up, I'm going to do something I never do, and I'm going to go in the chat, and I'm going to see what y'all fucking was chatting about, if it has any very, let me see, top of art and peace love. I want to call in, so we can watch. Mr. Brown, you must have been trying to let me know that I didn't have my number up, but I just didn't pay attention. Looking very nice, Rosebud Jessica. Andy LaShine, I don't know about that, man. Drop those jewels. Mr. Brown, and what, Andy, what do you mean looking fly? He looked like he didn't brush his teeth. Hey, you ain't shit, whoever said, who said that? Mr. Brown, you motherfucker. Hey, how you want some jewels from me if I ain't brushing my teeth, motherfucker? Hey, man, smoking weed, I guess I got a little stain on him, bro. Black Pearl, Shalom. Black Pearl, Vividus. Mr. Brown, man, he looked like he didn't even shout. All right, man, now you're going a little too far with that bullshit, but I'm going to just let you go ahead with it. Don't stop being evil those names. You right, Jay Will. They talking cold nowadays because they scared of being represented. Peace to the guys. Unk, I mean, Diz Brown. Diz always here from you. Detroit, Black Pearl, bring the cash, man. Black Pearl, whatever, Black Pearl check-in, whatever. The Lad versus Bud, I'm at a very bad stage in my life, but I wish you the best. I've learned from you a lot. Black Pearl is no, Bud. Black Pearl lives in fantasy. Joan Levine, what is that? Happy, so happy you laughed. Tony Reed, blessings, Bud. What's up? You remember Hollywood G from the 8th? Tony Reed, the motherfucker. You asked me about Hollywood G. That guy, the Hollywood G, I know, was a cocaine dealer, a white boy. And I don't think he's talking about him, but give him a Hollywood G, and I don't know. Coming to take weed. Tony Red again. Black girl grabbing the blood, whatever, grabbing the blood, but whatever. Andy LaShine, amen. Very true, Black Pearl. I don't know what you're saying. It's very true, Black Pearl. But, pizza game. Yeah. That's one of the great damn son of Black Pearl. Spam up the like button. That's cool, Don Coolio. Man, you always like that, Don Coolio. Slice that nigga up, bud. Got a lot out of this session. The time was appreciated. Did that well. What's the number again, Black Pearl? Flying Girl. Put the number on, bud. I should have been looking at y'all. Y'all was trying to tell me that my motherfucking ass didn't have my number. And I just, Black Phillips, that ain't the number, though. I don't think. Oh, yes, it is. That's the number. Gumption. Yeah, no more on the screen. All right. So that was you be speaking that real shit. White supremacy made women think they don't need men because the government is their man. I might start looking at this shit, because if I would have looked at it, I would have saw it. I didn't have it. My shit. But I missed it, man. But I'm gone. I got more shit. I'm dropping some more shit later today, probably. That's just me. That's how I roll. 916. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
It's all right, man. What's up?
Man, just thanking you for bringing this game to us and putting me back on my toes. Trying to help sharpen up.
If I helped you get back on your toes, brother, I did my job.
I'm going in the right direction.
Well, that's all that matters, brother. Appreciate you.
Yeah, if I need to grab that book from you, though.
What, the audio book?
Audio book. I got ADD, and I drive trucks. And I like listening to audio books. It's easier for me to absorb the information on audio books.
Well, hit me, man. PayPal.
Yes.
PayPal.com.
I got a question.
What's that?
Did you grow up around the time when Confunction was
Confunction Confunction is all my cousins and best friends. Lewis McCall, the drummer, was my absolute best friend. I'm the one named him Lou Brew. I can't even think of Michael's last name right now.
Michael Cooper.
Yeah, Michael Cooper. Michael Cooper, he wasn't my blood cousin, but we were so tight in band that we used to call each other cuz. Danny Thomas and Paul Harrell. Paul Harrell taught me how to play the saxophone Fuller. What's his name? Carl Fuller, the trumpet player. All them guys, we all went to school. We was very tight. Why? What's up?
That just made me think, because when I was going to school, I just turned 45. They took all those classes out of school when I started high school. So we didn't have, like, a music program, auto mechanics, wood shop, and things like that.
And then Lewis, Danny, Carl, Michael, all of us was in X period coming up in high school and in junior high school. X period was a period before school started, then you get there so that you can do music shit. And all of us, I remember Michael Cooper and Danny Thomas, they would be on the piano, and they didn't play piano. Danny Thomas played a clarinet, I think, and Michael Cooper played the trumpet. No, Carl played the trumpet. I forget what Michael Cooper played. But we all...
Guitar.
Played guitar in Confunction, but in band, none of them motherfuckers played what they played in Confunction. They didn't. Thurston Johnson, he was the original Congo player. He was so bad on the piano. I mean, none of them motherfuckers actually played the instrument they played in Confunction. They just was musicians, and they, you know, came together and blah, 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 however they hooked up, to play whatever they hooked up, they played it. But probably couldn't play any instrument that a band needed.
Man, that group dynamic.
Hey, listen to this, man. Lewis McCall, the drummer, he used to read music. He read the things that his sticks was hitting. He read the sound that they was making. That them motherfuckers was bad, man.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. No.
All right, you guys. I am getting ready to go. Y'all ain't got too much to ask. We've been kicking it, though. So to me, I had a great video today. Y'all be cool.